After the jams, on the phone line, we have our state senator, John Bonstead, out here working hard for the people. How you doing today, sir?
Good, yourself?
Doing good, good. I'm glad we can talk to you, man. You know, you be very busy.
Well, it's appropriations time, and I'm minority vice chair of Senate Appropriations, so yeah, we're very busy right now.
So what are we seeing coming up for this upcoming fiscal year?
We're not really sure yet. We're not sure until, I think, 2 weeks from now at the revenue conference to find out the exact dollar amount that we have to really play with or spend properly for the folks in the state of Michigan. So we don't have that final number yet. So typically the way it works is in the Senate, we'll pass through committees their bills, bring them to the Senate floor, pass them off the Senate floor. The House will do the same thing, run through their committees and through the House floor. Then we send them over, Senate bills over to the House. House sends them to the Senate. Then we decide between the committees, you know, what we like, what we don't like. Then we send them to the governor, and she decides what she likes and doesn't like. Then if she wants changes, she'll send it back to us to work those changes out between the House and Senate. It's a long process, but hopefully for the taxpayers of Michigan, we'll have that figured out by the first or second week of June. And because if it goes into the fall, it's not fair to your school districts. They don't know their budgets. So we need to get that done ahead of time. And that's only fair. The people of Michigan expect you to get some work done.
What would you like to see as a Republican senator? And I notice this is requiring compromise on both sides.
Oh, yeah, there's always compromise. When it comes to me, government's main job, or one of the main jobs, infrastructure, roads, bridges, replacing lead lines, those types of things. And that is such a huge part of our budget. Every dollar that we can find to put towards infrastructure, and we can bring some of that money back to West Michigan, I think the better off and happier our residents are. Because we all know that when you drive down certain roads, yep, some of them need to be fixed. So to me, the more money we can bring back locally to leverage maybe federal dollars or other dollars, I think it benefits everybody.
Do you see any money coming back to the city of Muskegon Heights for their roads?
This past budget cycle, they got a nice chunk for Broadway, which was great. I don't know if there's any for specific roads, but I think you're going to see more revenue sharing dollars coming back, and that will help.
Well, I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Yeah. So if everything works out right, there'll be more dollars in revenue sharing coming back to the locals.
And what do that mean for people who don't know? We haven't heard the term revenue sharing in a while. I haven't. What do that mean?
So there's dollars that are brought into the state. Well, really about, has it been 10 years since revenue sharing has basically gone away?
Yeah, yes.
But it's been 10, 12, 14, whatever it was. There used to be X amount of dollars as a percentage that was brought back to the cities, the locals, and townships, a percentage. And they could use it for infrastructure and those types of things. I think it was pretty much open. They could use it for whatever they wanted. And those dollars went away when the economy was getting tight. So hopefully this year we're going to put more money towards the locals. And that's the best way to do it, is through revenue sharing, where it's done equally per capita.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Anything that you're proud of that you've been working on that you can see, hey, I was happy to be at the table.
Yep. The last few years, of course, the budgets have been good the last few years. We've had pretty good dollars, and then we had the federal COVID dollars bringing that back. But, you know, like the projects along the lakeshore, a lot of development projects in the city, we've helped them a lot with just the process of working with the state. It might be DEQ, DNR, MEDC. Just making those connections has been a satisfying part of the job that we've done. And it makes a difference when your legislators and can work together. Will Snyder and I work very well together. He doesn't keep me in the dark, and I don't him. And,
that's, you know, good. That's good.
He's a Democrat. I'm a Republican, but we work very well together. He's a smart young man, and I really enjoy working with him. He's really good.
That's good. That's good. I love to hear that collaboration thing, you know,
working together. Well, if we don't do that, all it does is hurt the residents of Muskegon. And then at the end of the day, we got to make sure, you know, I cover five counties.
Right.
So I got to make sure I'm doing a little bit of work for everybody. And when I have a legislator in the House that's willing to work hard for the district as well. It makes our work a lot easier in the Senate side, especially for me.
So
he does an excellent job for the folks in Muskegon.
Been in conversation with the chief up there in Little River Casino, telling me that if the governor just signed this paperwork, we can get this casino in Muskegon. What is your position on this? Do you see this thing happening anytime soon?
It's been in front of Governor Whitmer's desk for going on 2 years. I think the tribe has got to get reauthorized by the feds, which probably will happen. And basically, the governor just, I think if she heard more from the residents of Muskegon and Muskegon Heights, some letter writing campaigns would help. It's really basically shovel ready if she signs off.
Yeah, he told me 2 years. He said, PA, 2 years, we can have that thing built and hundreds and hundreds of good paying jobs to the citizens there.
1,500 direct, another probably 1,000 to 1,500 indirectly. And to me, if that casino goes in, you know, everybody knows the location. If you want to revitalize Muskegon, now people have a decent paying job with benefits, get a job there. It's a short drive or a bus drive, whatever, from the areas that you want. Now people can get a loan to buy a house, to fix a house up, whatever. Those jobs are very important, good paying jobs. And you don't have to drive very far to get them either.
Right.
And so it's basically, I wish more folks would write the governor a nice letter, please, asking her to support and sign off on a casino. And I'm sure the governor's getting pressure from the Detroit casinos not to sign off, but really there's no reason to, because the tribe has gone through all the process over the past pushing 20 years, and they've done everything right, and there's no reason she doesn't sign off on that. I mean, it's almost a crime that that thing hasn't already been built.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people totally have written it off, saying it's not going to happen. They're not even, like, folks haven't even talked about it. So when they hear this conversation, they're going to be like, what? There's still a chance?
No, the more folks, like I said, the more folks we can get engaged to start writing, you know, we don't need to bash the governor, but just encourage her. You know, I said, this could be a big tool on redeveloping Muskegon with that many jobs, good paying jobs with benefits, so close right to downtown Muskegon, you know?
Right.
It's a great location, easy to get to, good jobs. I mean, people can just drive up to the casino in Manistee, and you can see what kind of a quality operation that is. And it'll be the same thing in Muskegon, but only bigger and better.
Right. Now, have you had any, like, conversations with her about this? Have you personally been able to say, hey, what do we need to do to get this done?
We have not directly. I've talked to her legislative folks. Will's talked to her directly several times. Hopefully someday she will. I just don't know what she's waiting for. The excuse before was she wanted to see what happened with the Grand River tribe if they get their certification from the federal government. They didn't. They were refused. And there's no reason now that she doesn't sign it. But I just think she needs to hear from the folks from Muskegon a lot more vocally. But in a good way, you can be vocal and still be friendly about it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
We don't need to be insulting, and doing stuff like that gets you nothing.
Right. Senator Bonstad is on the phone line. How can people connect with you?
If they need to call my office at 517-373-1635.
All righty. And of course, I'm sure you're on the social media, and we see you in the community all the time. So,
yeah. And district wise, I have Christine Achterhoff's my Muskegon gal, and she's doing us. She saves me a lot of running, because with five counties, I'm all over the place. But having her there, being a local gal born and raised in Muskegon, it is really a godsend to have her working for us.
Exactly. Wow. Well, thank you for being available. Looking forward to talking to you again, Senator. And, make sure you have a blessed weekend, okay?
You too. Everybody enjoy. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
All right, Muskegon, that was our State Senator, John Bonstad, giving us an update. Going back to more music.